Further listening. The author.
Lorraine Hansberry is the author of the play. She was born in Chicago's South Side on May 19, 1930. She was the youngest of four children. Her parents were well-educated and successful citizens.
So Hansberry was born at a time in which segregation was still common. Especially Chicago was a city that was strictly divided into black and white neighborhoods.
Her family soon moved to an all-white neighborhood, just like the younger family in her play. She attended an almost all-white school, and her parents fought against segregation.
Her father even brought his case against segregation to the Supreme Court, so she definitely comes from an educated background.
Hansberry's education continued at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. However, she thought college was boring and left it in 1950 in order to become a writer.
She wrote several essays and articles for a black newspaper, and at that time she also wrote A Raisin in the Sun.
You cannot imagine how successful the play was. Blacks loved it, whites loved it. It was the first play written by an African American produced on Broadway. Already in 1961, they turned the stage production into a movie.
It was a revolutionary piece of work. For the first time, a black family was depicted realistically on stage.
She uses black thought and black language during the play and talks about important issues and conflicts such as poverty, discrimination, and the question of black identity.
No wonder Hansberry won quite a few awards for her play. For example, the very important New York Drama Critics Award. She was the first and youngest African-American to receive the award.
Wow, I'm impressed. I didn't know the play was so important. It hit the nerve of the time, didn't it? Did Hansberry write any other play?
Oh, sure she did. The Sign in Sidney Brustein's Window ran for almost 100 performances on Broadway. And her posthumous play, To Be Young, Gifted, and Black, was a huge success, too.
Only three plays? That's not much.
But Hansberry already died on January 12, 1965, because of cancer. She was only 34 years old.
I'm sorry to hear that. Anyway, Lorraine Hansberry was the spokeswoman of African American theater. Her work inspired others to follow her path.